Thank you, Monique.
You're welcome.
I know that Tom Reeves, your husband, my other guest here in studio today, will also be giving a talk. Is that also the same day?
Not Thursday? No, I'll be speaking Tuesday night, that's June the 24th at 7 p.m. at the Alliance Française.
Okay, Tuesday night, June 24th, 7 p.m. And the topic of your speech is totally different.
Yes, it's entitled Île Saint-Louis, History, Architecture, and Epicurean Delights.
So what made you choose the Île Saint-Louis in particular?
Oh, Île Saint-Louis, it's, well, I find it fascinating because it's only 70 meters upstream from the historic center of Paris, which is Île de la Cité. Mm-hmm. But prior to 1614, nobody lived on the island, whereas on Île de la Cité, that had been occupied for hundreds of years. And
right.
It's interesting, to me at least, that the island was essentially a wasteland. It does have a history, and I won't really go into the history prior to 1614 because there's not enough time. But between 1614 and 1644, the island was developed. As a developer came in, the king, Louis XIII, gave permission to a developer to develop the island, and what is there now is 17th century architecture, which is largely intact. Which this is one of the reasons why I find the island so interesting.
And obviously, lots of people want to visit.
On a warm Sunday, hundreds of people stroll down the central street that's called Rue de Saint-Louis-en-Lille, I think. Mm-hmm. And I was there taking some photos just recently, and there were just hundreds of people walking down the street admiring the architecture and buying ice cream.
So this, yes, oh, ice cream. So this speech, this conference event will be very interesting for people who would like to go visit Paris, in particular in Île Saint-Louis.
I'm going to talk a little bit about the history.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to describe architecturally one of the mansions on the island. I'm going to talk about some of the artists and writers who lived in these mansions.
Great.
And then once that's for the first part of the conference, then for the second part I'm going to talk about the gourmet shops on the island. And
that's
probably what will attract the most people, is to learn
food.
About the delicious cuisine that's sold in these shops.
So can you tell us also a little bit about the book? Because
yes.
I'm sure many people would be interested in the content of this book as well.
Since the year 2000, we have been publishing a newsletter called Paris Insights. And it is now available by paid subscription. For the longest time, it was a free newsletter. But we decided, because I had been putting so much research into developing the newsletter, we decided to make it available by paid subscription. And just recently, we have assembled a number of the articles from the newsletters that we've been writing we've assembled them in chapters. For example, La Vie Parisienne, which means life in Paris. We have another chapter called Americans in Paris, one called Churches and Cathedrals, one called Tasty Treats, which is the gourmet section, mm-hmm. and then a chapter called Paris Past and Present, which has some short articles about some things that we found are particularly fascinating about Paris.
Is this book published in France, or did you publish it here in the United States?
It's available at this time. It's available listeners go to our website at www.discoverparis.net. They will see on the home page a photograph of the cover of our book. And if they click through, they may purchase the book. It's available on a website called blurb.com. Mm-hmm. But the easiest way to get to the book is to click through our website.
Okay. And this looks like a really beautiful book as well. Have you done the photography, most of the photography yourself?
Yes, Monique and I went out together and did much of this photography. We realized several years ago that we need to keep a good record of the photographs that we take, and so we have published some of the photographs that we took in this book, and we went out specially for the cover to take a picture of Pont Alexandre III, which is on the cover of the book. It's a rather
beautiful picture.
A beautiful picture, yes. And I'd just like to mention that the book has gotten some good reviews. Peter Greenberg, who is travel editor of NBC News, wrote a nice review, which we've published on the back of the cover. And also Jim Callio, who is a travel editor and writer. He's written for Bon Appetit and The New Yorker and CNN Traveler. He's published a nice review of our book.
Great. And I noticed also that the pages are blue, and that's so pleasant to the eye.
Yes,
yes. It's really not tiring. I love that.
This is one of the things I like about the book. We chose, or Monique chose, the blue color.
Good job, Monique.
Thank you.
And it is easy on the eye, yes, to read.
I thought that just it's just such a soft and yet and subtle and almost sensual.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Presentation for a sensual city.
It is. Great, great idea. You guys live in Paris. You've been living in Paris for the last, since 1992. How does it feel to come back in the United States from time to time? I assume you come from time to time.
From time to time we do. It's always interesting. It's with each trip, my impressions of the United States become more and more different, and I feel more and more distant at the same time that I always say I'm going home. Still, it's not really home anymore. And I almost come with a tourist eye as opposed to going to, you know, a place that it should feel like I'm going home. But it's more and more like I'm just going to see what those people are doing now. It's very interesting, and it's very hard to put into words.
Yes, no, I know how you feel. How about you, Tom?
Well, when we were coming here in the cab today, I saw the Victorian houses along the streets of San Francisco, and I lived in San Francisco for about 4 years. And when I lived in San Francisco, I saw Victorian houses, but I didn't see them the same way I saw them today. I said, oh my gosh, there's so many of them, and they're so beautiful.
Beautiful, yeah.
And, in another sense, too, as with Monique, I feel more and more distant because we've been living for 16 years now in Paris, and I plunge into French culture to study it and write about it. So that I do feel more distant from American culture now, especially while we're not living here anymore. And I see that things are changing and that I'm not keeping up with them.
Yes, yes, that happens. And I have lived that several times, you know. So I totally know how you feel. Thank you both for coming here today.